our Black Hawk chapter is one of those chapters that's grown in leaps and bounds. I think we have more people at this convention from Black Hawk than we've had maybe ever, including our transplants from Iowa. I'm going to put Bob Gardner, who's our chapter president, on for a couple of welcome remarks. Bob, are you with me?
Yeah.
All right, it's all yours. Mic is centered.
Pardon?
Your mic is centered on the podium.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bob Gardner, and I'm president of the Black Hawk chapter, and welcome to my neighborhood. For all of you that are mostly out of town, this is often called the Quad Cities, and we have like three main cities on the Illinois side. We have, you're in Rock Island, you go east to Moline, and further east is East Moline, go figure. And then on the Iowa side, we have Davenport and Bettendorf. And if you're counting, that's five, but we still call it the Quad Cities. So I won't go into that. But anyway, I welcome again. This has been a great convention so far. Today we get down to some of the business, but we're also going to have some fun moments too. So with that, I will say thank you for coming. And next, I would like to introduce a very special person, my congressman. And this is Bobby Schilling. He was elected last November. He's a freshman congressman. And he's been a, excuse me, a small business owner here in the Quad Cities for some time. And I noticed in looking at some stuff for the Honorable Robert Schilling, that he has 10 children. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So now you know why he wanted to go to Washington. So, and with that, I'd like to introduce the very special person, the Honorable Congressman Robert Schilling.
Thank you very much to all those who are visiting as what we call the Quad Cities, which actually I come from Kelowna, Illinois, which we also refer to it as part of the Quad Cities. I think there might be 12 or 13 different cities in the Quad Cities, which was formerly known as the Tri-Cities back in the day. So we're moving up. But, you know, I just want to say that it is truly an honor to be here today. And, you know, when we look at this great nation, the struggles that we're going through with the major debt happening, you know, spending totally out of control, budget cuts happening across the board, you know, the message is very clear to Washington is, look, at stop wasting our money, but be darn careful that you don't do any cuts that are going to adversely affect those who truly are in need, and that would be the folks that are part of the National Federation of the Blind. So, one of the things that I think is really neat is just what the Federation does for people, and for you guys to all get together and have such a large group and growing. I mean, over 100 people showing up to this event today. But you know, October, I was reading up last night, is it's Meet the Blind Month, which is congratulations, and I think it's important that. You know, for those that take it for granted that we do have a month that is dedicated for us to meet the blind. And coming in on my flight from Washington, D.C. this past week, I was on the plane sitting down, and two folks had passed through me. And it was quite interesting because as they were going back, they said, what row are we at? And they continued to go just back behind me. And I thought it was quite interesting. I thought to myself, wait a minute, I bet you they're going to be at this event this weekend. And lo and behold, we have them sitting up here up here right now currently. So, you know, I think that the big thing for us all to understand as Americans is NFB's advocacy work, mentoring, educational opportunities, sponsorship programs, they're laser-focused. And they go a long way towards accomplishing your vision as a group collectively in a world where the blind are given the opportunity to lead satisfying, successful, and independent lives. You know, it's quite astounding to me to get on the elevator, to be greeted, and have a blind person get on there and push the buttons like nothing was going on. And thank goodness that we've come so far. But you know what? We've got a lot more work to do as a country. And one of the things that I feel is very important is that we all understand is that even with the problems this country has today financially, is that I believe that, as the saying goes, this too shall pass. And I think that what we have to do is very similar to what the Greatest Generation did when they went through the Great Depression, when they went through several different wars. You know, they didn't just roll over and let things happen. They rose up as Americans like what we always do. And I think what's happening today is, as Americans, we just are being called to rise up and to get this country turned back around. And when we go in, and to my colleagues on my side of the aisle in Washington, D.C., I say to them all the time is, look it, you don't come in cutting programs with a machete. What we do is we go in with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that we do things appropriately, take care of the things that are truly waste. But as an American, I say this, is that we have an obligation to those folks that are truly in need. And that's the thing that's great about our country, is that we do take care of people that are truly in need. And just so you folks here know, is that you have a large proponent when it comes to fighting for keeping things that are there for you so that we can continue to move the National Federation forward. My wife, Christy, and I, we've been married for 25 years. And we have been blessed with 10 children. I usually jokingly tell people that we have 4.5 dozen. I have 4 girls and 6 boys. And people look at me like I'm crazy. But, you know, it's kind of fun around the house, especially around the holidays. But, you know, I just want to thank the Federation for what they do for each and every one of you, and to never lose hope. And we just continue to move forward so that people have the same opportunities afforded to them as people that, who don't have any type of disability. So I will say this to each and every one of you. Thank you very much for having me here today. It's a great opportunity for me to come and visit with you all, and hold fast. You know, we're going to keep things moving in the right direction, and God bless each and every one of you, and thank you for having me here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. It sounds like you might be signing on to our Americans with Disabilities Small Business Opportunity Act. You betcha, he says. All right, give him a hand.